And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this Saturday, September 13th at 7:30 p.m. in the Marjorie Lyons Playhouse on the campus of Centenary College is All Ya All, a live storytelling event with proceeds benefiting the Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse of North Louisiana. And here to tell us all about this in our Knoll Foundation studios are Chris Jay and Sarah Hebert. Chris and Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Bill.
Yes, thank you.
First of all, this is the third installment of this. Can you tell us a little bit about the past installments? What have you done? What are the themes?
Our first theme was new around here. So we had an evening of storytelling from people who had experiences of relocating to new places, being uprooted, you know, new beginnings, starting over from scratch. The second event that we ever did was called Mistakes Were Made, and it was all about what was the one biggest, most outrageous mistake you ever made in your life. So, you know, these are, you know, at each event there'll be 6 to 8 storytellers, and they'll talk on a certain theme.
Now, this year is a subject matter called Under the Influence.
Yes.
This is not just about alcohol or drug influences, but this is about other powerful influences that can actually consume your life. Can you give us an idea of the broad range of kind of influences that you're talking about?
Yeah, so addiction is a cause that Chris and I both care deeply about, but we thought an evening of just addiction stories might be a little heavy and difficult to plow through. I mean, the event is about 2 hours long. And so we were looking for stories about other influences like greed or positive influence, you know, the positive influence of drugs in someone's life, or the influence of religion. And so we have a story from a dear friend of ours, Al, who actually spent some time in India conducting exorcisms, and he's going to come talk about what that was like. Another dear friend of ours is going to come talk about a period of his life where he was going through chemotherapy and his experiences with medical marijuana. We'll have other stories of addiction and recovery from alcohol and drugs. Another friend of ours is going to come talk about. Before he was in recovery, he used to like to drink and drive across the country. Mm-hmm. So he's going to come talk about.
So he'd wake up in Montana or Utah and not know, you know, when he set out or where he left from or what day it was.
No.
So there are going to be some stories about, you know, some old school alcohol and drug recovery stories, but we're also going to be looking at it from different angles as well.
Now, this is kind of on the pattern of the Moth Radio Hour, which we had carried. Is this where the inspiration of this came from the Moth?
I think, well, Chris and I are huge public radio fans. We met through a radio station over at Centenary College, and we love programs like The Moth and This American Life. And one of the voices that we felt like was missing from those programs was a Southern perspective on life. And we kept running into people who had these incredible stories that we wanted to share. And we thought, let's just give it a shot and see what it's like doing a live storytelling event or doing a podcast. And we've just had a lot of fun putting it together. It's a fun creative project for
us. Right, totally. I agree.
Have you had good attendance over the past?
Actually, every event so far has sold out.
All right. So there's a market out there for people who are interested in
yes.
true stories from true people.
Right. Yeah. And we did start small. We only had 100 seats at the first one, but it sold out. Then we had 135 seats at the second one. It sold out. And the third, Marjorie Lyons, we have over 200 seats. So we're hoping that we can continue our tradition of selling out, but we'll see.
So these stories not only are about overcoming the horrors of different influences, but also really about how we can find influences in our life that uplift us and move us forward and broaden our perspective and give us new hopes and new ideas as well.
Yeah. And, you know, I think for us, it was really tempting to do an evening of just stories about drugs and alcohol because, you know, we know so many people who are in recovery and have incredible stories. But we also realize that part of addiction is being a victim to other sorts of influences in addition to substances. And so we wanted to present a full, you know, kaleidoscope of influences that people have experienced positively and negatively.
So although this sounds like tough subject matter for parents who are considering maybe bringing older adolescent teenagers out, this might be an opportunity to have a real serious conversation with your young and impressionable youth about all of the powerful influences that can come into their life, both positive and negative, and to give them some real life experience on what those are and you know, a real good opportunity to have a serious conversation with them.
Absolutely. There's nothing like sitting in the room with someone when they are opening up, you know, from speaking from the heart, not reading from notes, just telling you the true story of this harrowing experience that they went through. Some of our storytellers are young, some are old, some are black, some are white, they're male, female. So there are lots of different kinds of faces on this issue. And I do think I personally think it would be good for teens especially to come to this event, but there will be some strong language. So I want to make sure to mention that.
Right. So parents should, you know, take note of that. And the other alternative that they have, you are actually podcasting these.
Yep.
So if a parent says, wow, I want to go out to this, but I may not feel like it's appropriate for my child until I've checked it out, then you could always go to the podcast, kind of experience that. And if you would like to have that conversation, the podcast might be a very useful tool for you.
I think so. Yeah. All of our episodes are written up with a short article. Usually Chris writes them on our website, All Y'all Blog. And we're also in the iTunes store. So if you search for All Y'all, we're the big red dot podcast that comes up. It's hard to miss. But the stories from our past live events are there currently. And so after the next event, we'll be doling those out basically week by week.
Now, this is also a benefit for the Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse. So the proceeds from this are going to go to them to
100%.
Help them. Give us some idea of what they're doing for folks who may not have ever come across them or may think, gee, I have somebody that I know that needs some help, but I don't know where to go.
Well, I didn't know anything about the Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse until a member of my family needed very important care. He needed to check into a residential facility and to detox from a drug that he was addicted to. And I learned about CADA real quick. They are some of the only people operating residential, inpatient, medically assisted detox facilities in North Louisiana. And I mean, they are serving people like, for example, mothers with young children who need to go to rehab. There's nowhere else they can go. There's nowhere else that's able to take them, yeah. Except for the CADA facility in Bossier City. And if you go over there, there is a need. They need everything from volunteers to cash donations to, you know, new carpets on the floors. And Sarah and I just thought, after going through what we went through with a family member, we've got to do something to say thanks to these great people.
Right. Now, for those who listen to Health Matters, we've had CADA on before on a couple of subject matters. So it is a wonderful resource for the community. And virtually every community throughout this area does have a similar resource like that. So if you or a loved one you know, or maybe a friend or a colleague at work needs help, you might want to, you know, check into their services and find a way to break through that wall that often is there and let them know that help is available in case they ever get to that, you know, what they call the bottom, you know, which
right.
is kind of where you got to get to a lot of times before you, you know, you seek out help. So now this is also going to be catered. Can you tell us a little bit about, because, you know, a little bit of food tends to bring folks out.
Well, every time we do these, we like to get some food and have it at intermission because there's an intermission. And we love it when the food can tie into the theme. So we have a wonderful member of the recovery community who is catering the event just because he wants to support it. And he is a wonderful guy. And I think I can say that in Ladniap Food Services, Andrew Parsons of Ladniap Catering is providing some wonderful snacks for intermission. And if you've ever had his food, it's a lot of it's organic, locally sourced. He is a very cool guy and a huge part of the local recovery community.
All right. Do you have any other sponsors for this or folks that are helping you out, or is this just your baby?
We are really thankful to Centenary College and the theater department there. They are providing the venue for us that evening graciously free of charge so that every single dollar that is spent on tickets will go directly to CADA, which was something that we were really hoping to do just because we've had a family member benefit from their services and we see, you know, the daily need that they have. And so we really want to say thank you. We're both Centenary alums and, you know, besides our education, the amount of work that they do through the community has been really meaningful for both of us.
Well, and we're not, I need to say we're not, you know, scraping off our cost and then giving CADA some money. I'm going to hand them, you know, I'm so excited to hand them that check or that, you know, cash bag or whatever it ends up being, because we don't have to pay any bills thanks to Centenary College's theater department letting us use Marjorie Lyons Playhouse.
And all of your work is gratis as well.
So yes, indeed. Absolutely.
So, well, that's wonderful. So tell us about how folks get the podcast.
Definitely go check out the website, allyallblog.com, and that's allyallblog.com. And you can stream the podcast which is embedded there in the page with a write-up about each podcast episode. Or you can go into the iTunes store and just search All Y'all, and it'll pop up. Like Sarah said, it's kind of a little red circle that says All Y'all in it. And we would love it if people would do that.
And folks can also get ticket information there as well. For
absolutely.
This event.
There's a big button on our page that says tickets. If you click on it, you can see how many are left, how much they are.
We're also kind of, and it's $10 for the Under the Influence episode. And we're also kind of building our Facebook network. So please search for All Y'all. We are growing there. And the thing that we're trying to do there is kind of give sneak peeks of the stories and the events. So we'll say, you know, we spoke with a storyteller today and it's going to be like this and it's going to be wonderful. So you can kind of see a sneak peek there.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share with folks?
We're just so thankful for the community for supporting us and All Y'all. And when we started, we really thought it would just be the two of us in our bedroom, like talking to each other. And, you know, we saw the other day that one of our episodes has about 1,000 listens and we just like lost our mind. Like we never thought that this would turn into something that other people appreciated. And so we're just really thankful to our community for supporting us.
I think by hearing one another's stories, you know, listening to one another as we tell true life experiences, the audience kind of can pull together. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when the event ends, the city is a little bit closer to itself. You know, mm-hmm. more people feel like friends as opposed to just strangers who pass in the street. And that's really our goal, is to bring people together through the power of storytelling.
And of course, through the recovery community, the whole point there is to share honestly your tale and your story so others can identify and maybe know that they're not alone when they suffer from problems. There's a lot of people out there that have dealt with this, and there's a lot of people out there recovering from a lot of different problems. So there's always hope, I think, is the bottom line.
You just
got to go through the door and grab the hope. So, well, I want to thank both of you, Chris and Sarah, for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's an honor. We love Red River Radio.
That was Chris J. and Sarah Hebert, and they have come here from the allyallblog.com to tell us about a live storytelling event, which is going to take place on Saturday, September 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the Marjorie Lyons Playhouse on the campus of Centenary College. It is called All Y'all, and it is live stories about Under the Influence, with proceeds going to benefit the Council on Alcohol and Drug Abuse here in North Louisiana. If you'd like more information, once again, go to allyallblog.com. If you or someone you know needs help with alcoholism or drug abuse, you can also contact the Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse of Northwest Louisiana at 318-222-8511. That's 318-222-8511. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.